Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Friday night program on BBS Radio Station 2. The date is November 6, 2015. So we'll clear the date here for everybody in case you have a problem with that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next, what we're going to do here is clear away maybe a situation that you could have had, emotional problem, maybe a physical pain. So think of one issue that you're dealing with right now. And if you don't have anything and you feel great, then go back sometime in your life and think of that one issue. And here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll just talk about this before we energize the light beings. Remember, the darkness has everything recorded in your DNA about you, and then they read that. And then from there, they bring forth situations, or sometimes just go through and give you a vision. So I'll just give a scenario. Let's just say that you, we're fairly young. We'll just say, 8 years of age, and you had a cat. You loved the cat, and you stepped on its foot, and the cat hurt, made a yelp, and it's or whatever, a meow or a scream or something, not a yelp. That's more like a dog, I guess. But anyway, it made some noise, and you know that you hurt it, but it was fine. And, maybe you have the cat for 10 years and the cat, eventually died. And now all of a sudden, you get a vision of, geez, I stepped on the poor cat, and now you feel really sad because that brought forth the cat that you loved. And in that point, now you instantly see yourself stepping on the cat's foot. So now you feel sad and you go, where'd this come from? It's not related to me in my life right now. That maybe was, 40, 50 years ago or something. So this is what the dark side does to people. And then they torment you. So here we go. Let's release that from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, the darkness, the aliens, need a way to steal your life force energy, your spirit energy. So spirit energy and even your body life force, because your body life force has spirit in it from, the spirit that's inside of your body, along with the one that's looking out of your eyes. You actually have, in a sense, two spirits. You have your energy of your body, which is made from light, but we don't normally talk about that because there's really no way to connect with it. So that's always with you. And then you have one that's out of your eyes that, people give away when they do prayers and stuff, have the aliens attached to that energy. When you do meditation, that leaves your body. So that's the one that normally you look at when you see somebody's eyes. So just think, if you looked around and everybody had black eyes, you'd probably scare the heck out of you, and you'd wonder where you are. But because people's eyes emit light, that means that they have a spirit, and that's looking back at you. So you can see that in the zombie movies a lot. They all have black eyes. So you go, well, okay, that's a good indication that, nobody's home. So let's do a clearing here, and we'll energize the light beams also. So let's do a clearing for something that maybe I just pushed your buttons with something, or you go, wow, I remember something like that happened, but it wasn't the cat, it was something else. So here we go. Or maybe let's just give another scenario here. You're very young, and somehow you had a goldfish, and, you didn't realize that fish keep eating and eating, and you gave it too much food one day, and it died, and you go, and then your parents got mad at you because you overfed the goldfish, and it died. And now, that comes to mind, and you go, oh, boy. So let's clear that away. And that's probably happened to a lot of people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 4, and 5. And next, here we go. Let's energize the light beam. So bring it up on your monitor screen. We have TV stuff, too. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is out there around somewhere. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hopefully I am on the CLS Now timeline of light only, but I'm happy to be here tonight, and I know everyone is happy to be here tonight to enjoy another evening with Creation Lightship Healings and you. So thank you. You're all listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show and Ron Amatron. His website is creationlightship.com. If you haven't been there yet, you will enjoy going there after the show. And I just wanted to start out, Ron, we've gotten many people thanking you, and I know people feel better from the Releasing Enslaved Aliens to the Light that we did actually on one of these radio shows, but then Mr. Oxygen very kindly put it on his YouTube channel. So if you don't have that yet and haven't been playing it, you can go to YouTube and look up Mr. Oxygen, and you'll find it that way. It's called Releasing, what is the first word, Enslaved Aliens to Light or something. I'll check exactly. And also on Mr. Oxygen's channel, and also Ron has a YouTube channel that I believe is just called Ron Amatron, you look up. And there are so many wonderful recordings on there of lectures that Ron has done. Yes, Help Enslaved Aliens, that's what it is, thank you. So there's recordings of lectures Ron has done at the different expos, and they're just wonderful to listen to. I was listening to some the other day. Someone just wrote in, still running it a lot at home and in public places. And I know I've asked you, Ron, with all the entity clearings we all do, have we made a dent? It's what you always say, no, not really. We're just getting rid of, you know, what we can. But maybe we're making a dent with getting some aliens off planet. I hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure we are. So
good.
We'll see what happens here.
And so if you have any trouble finding that and would like to have it, just send a request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send you a link. And also, if you have any questions, comments, or testimonials, you can send us an email to that address, again, at clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the Fast Chat button on the BBS radio page and send us a message that way. Okay, so on the subject of aliens, we have a question, Ron. If you are abducted, do they take you, your car, your home, and all your pictured realities, too? And the second question, don't they sometimes abduct an entire shopping center at once?
Yeah, you know, the answer is yes to both of those, yes. And they could even take things around you, and you could be stuck here. So that can be really interesting. Let's just say that you're in your shopping center, your favorite store or stores or location, and maybe everything else around you gets abducted except for maybe like a six-foot circle around you. So you're actually standing on a timeline that's different than everything else that you're looking at. And that can happen. And you look at things and you go, wow, this feels really strange to me being in here. I think I'm going to, you know, leave today so I don't feel right, or maybe get a headache or something. And as you walk, they create that timeline that you're on that's not connected to everything else around you. So that does happen, too. But typically, they do take whole shopping centers. That's why you may want to start taking note now. We're getting near the Thanksgiving time and Christmas shopping, et cetera. And this is their favorite time because people are out shopping. So I want everybody listening to take note. And you might want to write it down on your car and put a little post-it there, you know, because you may forget about this here. And just notice how many cars are in the parking lot and how many people should be in the store, okay? And a lot of times you're going to find lots of cars and no people. Or let's just say 500 cars and 20 people, okay? So, you know, there's probably maybe more clerks than there are people in the store, which I've seen, okay, and lots of cars. And you wonder, wow, you know, well, what happened? Well, they got all abducted. But maybe they went into that location and they had vortexes there, and zap, they're gone. Another interesting thing is when you go to the checkout counters, take note to see if the energy switches. A lot of times, since everybody has to go to the checkout counter to pay for their items, that's where they have the abduction point. So, watch that. And you might find that the person is kind of unaware of what's going on, you know, when they're checking you out. They're, you know, they're doing their routine. Might be a brand new clone, or maybe it's just some type of hologram. You know, so kind of play around with them a little bit. See if you can get a reaction out of them like a human would have, and may not have one. But anyway, you know, this is fun. You can have a nice experience playing around with the clones, trying to catch them off guard and stuff. So anyway, if you wish to do that, because that's what probably is there checking you out. And they may have a certain frequency in them that is not affected by where you are standing in front of them, you know, with the shopping cart, unloading it onto the little conveyor belt if they have that. And you might be in the abduction zone, and they're not. So anyway, that's kind of what happened. So back to you. We'll see what other kind of interesting comments we have or emails, Ann.
Okay. Well, interestingly, we have a question about shapeshifters, and you know, let me just ask this question: can an entity overthrow and control your mind the same as a shapeshifter does?
Well, the shapeshifters normally don't come out that often, so I'll reverse that. Okay. So I guess you're asking that I'll reverse it. Excuse me. Can a shapeshifter act like an entity? Yes, they can. Entities will control you, definitely. That's why people get into trouble and have problems, okay, and think they should do something when maybe they shouldn't, or they forget about it and then find out that what they did might be wrong, we'll say. So, yes, those are all entities. Shapeshifters typically are not that, don't normally come forward to people a lot. So I would say shapeshifter energies may only be like 5% of what you're dealing with, if at all. So mainly you're dealing with entities. If it was the case, I would do a call for shapeshifters, you know, on my the calls that I have at 5:30 my time. But typically it's entities that you're dealing with. So shapeshifters are only in a few people. And those you can find just by watching people. If they look a little different or something, or that's strange. Those are shapeshifters. Entities will use the same body, won't make the body look taller or shorter typically, or have a tail on it or scales on the face. They're going to look like you because they just take over the body. So that's the difference. So back to you.
Right. I actually thought of that too, Ron, that you don't have you do a clone call and an entity call to get rid of these things for us. Are there any shapeshifters listening to our show tonight or that need to be?
There's probably a couple, you know, but if so, do the alien to light clearing on them, and maybe you can help them out. And also do that.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. So this same...
They may want to leave, or they could just be in your body. They could, you know, have a contract with your body, you know, through the planets and stars, you know, up there. And maybe you were set up to have this viewer inside of you all the time, and maybe they don't come forward. You know, it could be possible that you never know that. So back to you.
So a shapeshifter is more an alien ET energy as opposed to an entity, which is an Earth or human-based problem.
Yeah. A shapeshifter would be an alien life form.
Right.
What it would be, who knows? It could be anything. You know, it it could be, a reptilian type thing. It could look like a snake. It could look like, a thing with a tail. You know, it could even look like whatever is out there. You know, most people tend to think, a reptilian type energies, or some kind of lizard or something, or like a small historic dinosaur or something in somebody, But there are many things out there besides that. But that's what people normally consider would be a shapeshifter, And look at the ones, people turn into wolves, so that'd be a shapeshifter. So anyway, that's kind of what's out there. So back to you.
Okay, well, we didn't mention that tonight is Paranormal Friday, but we're certainly getting off into the paranormal, Ron. So another question from the same listener. So could we consider that a shapeshifter is more mental and an entity more emotional if we want to differentiate between the two?
Well, I wouldn't even think about it.
Okay.
I wouldn't even go into what they are because you're going to draw it to you. I wouldn't try to analyze it whatsoever.
Okay. All right. How are we doing as far as being on the now timeline, Ron, everyone in the audience?
It feels pretty good. It feels like most people are on it there. The Earth hasn't been changed yet. It's still where it's supposed to be. So everything looks good to me.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. Okay. Now, Saturday night, tomorrow, same time at 7 p.m., is another show, and it's Saturday night on the Lightship. And I always say, if you can possibly get on that show live, please do. You can listen to all the shows anytime in an archive on the BBS page. You can just click on Library Archives, and they're all there. But it's really good to be on the Saturday night one. And one of the things people sometimes request when we go to the Lightship for healing is a chiropractic adjustment. So someone's asking, Ron, do the Creation Lightship clearings from the Lightship interfere with chiropractic work here on Earth or vice versa?
No, it's an energetic type healing, so no, it wouldn't interfere with that. So I would say no. I think what I want to do is switch the show over to some more of the military-type veteran clearings.
Okay.
People listening. And the show, this is our normal show for paranormal, but I want to get into more veteran clearings tonight.
Great. Well, we did get someone who wrote in about the veteran healings, in fact, just today. And he said, I would like Ron to continue with the healing for veterans for at least part of another program. He asked for more input, and as a veteran from the Vietnam War, I lost many friends due to casualties or that just disappeared. Now we know they were held captive. I don't believe Ron has addressed this yet. Also, he's added, this gentleman, Sergeant R in Texas. I'm saying gentleman, it could be a woman. He's saying it's just too hard to describe or think about for him anymore, or him or her. And then he sent a link to a 12-minute video about people who were held captive in North Vietnam and, wants, us to watch that. So if anyone would like a copy or me to send them that link, you can request it at CLS Questions. So anyway, Ron, basically he's talking about himself. Things are so painful, he doesn't want to think about it. And also that, I guess we didn't really address on those shows, prisoners of war.
Boy, okay. So what we're going to do is anybody who maybe got held captive and, let's see here. How do I work this? So if you were caught and held captive for what amount of time, it wouldn't make any difference, okay, for this clearing here. It could be just shortly. Maybe it could be like an hour, and then all of a sudden you know, things happen and you escaped or whatever, or it could be even longer. But what I'm going to work with is having the other, army people, soldiers from the other side, we'll just call it that way, what you're fighting against or fighting, they probably have touched you. So what I want to do is go into the energy where you were touched, handled, maybe even mistreated. But we'll just say that it's keeping it very simple, that they got you and they, you know, maybe they wrestled with you, or, you know, they grabbed your wrist or something, something like that, where they touched your body. So what you now have is you have the energy of them. Maybe they're, maybe this is like a psychic attack, so it could be them being very happy that they caught you, or they could be very angry with you because they also lost their friends, you know, from battles, okay, and they're now putting that all on you. So here we go. So let's take away that energy. So what I'm going to do is work with... I'll work with neck and head energies first here. So this will also work with other people listening if you weren't a veteran. But maybe your parents beat you up when you're a child, which a lot of people have. Or maybe you got beat up at school. So it's kind of the same thing, okay? Same energy where somebody else imprinted you with their emotions, okay? So here we go. Releasing the energy from your neck to the top of your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and now let's work with maybe shoulders and left and right arms. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll just go down. We'll do the front side of you here. Maybe above your hips, front side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, there we go. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do your sides and the back side of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do, below the waist there, your hip joints now. 1, and the front and back of you, and your butt. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do that one again. That's for people who don't want to get spanked. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go down, do the whole left leg going down to the bottom of your foot. 1, including the toes and everything. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now the right leg and foot, toes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now I want to concentrate on the bottom of the feet. And maybe there's also foot conditions, but bottom of the feet. Here we go. So both feet, clear the energy after that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'd like everybody to get up and walk and, you know, take about 20 steps and come back. And if you feel a change in your body, then please let us know. Send us something to CLS Questions at Yahoo or the fast chat there. So I'll turn it back over to Ann.
Well, Ron, that felt amazing. As soon as you started it with the head and neck, I immediately stood up to sort of stretch and feel it more. So thank you very much for that. Do you think that was probably releasing a lot of pain for people, right?
Yeah, it'll release the pain. Remember, you have that, and it's some energy that's stuck into your body. It's like being slime. And so, if you were to look back upon it, if somebody grabbed you hard, like grabbed your arm or something, and this can also be people that are, in third grade at school, and the teacher gets upset and they grab your forearm, and yank you around, that's kind of the same thing. I'm sure that would be much worse, in a wartime situation. But basically, it's still very similar, and it's still a psychic attack energy. And you're getting energies put into you that shouldn't be there. So, any other things we could do that comes to mind?
Well, yes. I just thought how terrifying, that must have been. So I was wondering if you could do a fear clearing around the same issue.
Okay.
Just being grabbed, or you're being caught, or you're becoming a prisoner.
Yeah, you probably want to do a whole lifetime fear clearing. So a person may say, gee, well, I don't need a whole lifetime clearing. I was only in the war for, 5 years and not my whole life. Well, it's because it activates your DNA. So, even if you were say, 18 years of age and you were drafted or something and you went to war and you saw something happening or this happened to you, it's going to activate your DNA from all of your ancestors who were fighting in wars, going back to the get-go. So you could be living with, maybe 3,000-4,000 years of war stuff in your body getting activated just because you saw something. So that's why you do a whole lifetime clearing, to get everything out of you that you can related to that situation. So here we go, fear clearing, releasing that energy of what you're thinking about right now. I can only release one situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So if you need more of that, you need to do the whole lifetime fear clearing. Next, let's do releasing the word POW, prisoner of war, prisoners of war. And there's also that face that you see also associated with that, with the icon, of that on, different types of signs and things. So you probably have all seen that. So let's release that energy. And if you were connected some way to that, each time you look at it, you're probably going to get pretty angry, and that could turn into sadness of the people that no longer are around. I won't get into the torture and stuff of that, but here we go. Actually, we'll get into the torture next here. So here we go. 1, release that energy as you look at that particular picture. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you were tortured somehow, let's see if we can help you out with that. I don't have a torture clearing on the website, but let me just see if I can help you. If you need to have a clearing for that after I get done here, you can just send something to CLS Questions, and we'll try to figure out what to do to help you. Here we go. So torture, think of one incident if that happened to you. Releasing that from you. 1, you're going to get peace in its place. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And associated with that would be, people missing in action, MIA. So here we go. Let's release that energy if that, affects you. Here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I don't know what else to do for clearing. Let's see here.
Well, could we clear another emotional issue? Someone wrote in, that sergeant didn't want to remember. It's too painful to remember, and, maybe we could...
Yeah, there's going to be a lot there, so you need to do a whole lifetime clearing.
Okay.
I'm going to do one for the early veterans in Vietnam. I saw someplace or read someplace, what basically happened, I'm not completely correct here, but somehow the gun manufacturer who made the rifles at that time, and I don't recall what it was, but somebody I'm sure knows, I think Kennedy was going to get a whole bunch of these made for the soldiers, and somehow they wanted to do a budget cut on it. And the rifles initially were sold with a chrome-plated barrel inside so it wouldn't rust. And I don't know exactly what year this was. It's probably around 63, I think. And so they contracted to make this rifle without... They wanted to cut corners, so they decided they'll cut corners and not have the rifle barrel chrome-plated. And all of a sudden, when the soldiers got sent these rifles, they wouldn't work. They would get rusty because naturally they're over there in water. And somehow somebody, what I can recall, wrote to the congressman and said, gee, everybody's being killed over here because the rifles aren't working. And they went to Congress and finally found out why, and that was what happened. I don't know who was responsible, but... one of the people that was is one of the people that was involved with Kennedy. But anyway, that's what happened. So I'm going to do that for clearing for those people that are listening that could have happened to them and seen all of their friends being killed because your rifle didn't work. So here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, Ron. So we've gotten in several comments about the healings we're doing tonight. Someone just wrote in, I'm running the Be Here Now clearing makes these healings, I feel, more intense. That's interesting. Somebody wrote in, my legs feel better. So that's good from that last one you did. Someone wrote in, when Ron did the healing for being mishandled and treated roughly, my whole body got warm and tingling. Was that the healing?
Yeah, the only reason, the reason why you get warm and you tingle is because the body is releasing the energy of that, okay? So life's replacing that with peace. So you have, say, judgment, which should be a situation happening. We'll just call it judgment, bad energy, negative energy, whatever. And then you get replaced, then it gets replaced with peace. And your spirit can come into that area and do some healing. That's why you have the tingles and the body warmth. So you're now taking more control of your body because of having these densities released. Otherwise, your body is there, the parts of you are there, but you have really no connection to spirit in them. So back to you.
Okay, and someone else wrote in, wow, I'm sweating from these clearings. No war history, but history of abuse from another source.
Yep.
So that's good. You did say these will help everybody, you know, and obviously that's the case. Someone is asking, could you do a clearing for psychological torture and being brainwashed while captive?
Yeah. And that could even be true of why you went to war to begin with, after realizing what happened. So anyway, here we go. So, one, I'm laughing because it's really sad. You know, people realize that they were doing something for one reason initially, and then they find out that, you know, they shouldn't have been there. I won't go too much into that. There's other motives, we'll say, for that particular situation that you signed up for. So anyway, releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, wow, eight, a lot of energy, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. I was thinking that you mentioned that gun story. It's like a betrayal. And then you mentioned that, you know, even just through the brainwashing, really, so many people were betrayed. And could we do a sample of that?
Sure. Here we go. So, I guess betrayal slash brainwashing. I guess being told false information. So that would be kind of the brainwashing here. So here we go. One, two, releasing the energies. You have to think of one, though. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Back to you.
Okay, and I had a thought, Ron. You mentioned, oh, we don't have a torture, specific torture clearing on your website, but we do have the slavery clearing, and do you think that would be helpful for anyone who themselves was a prisoner of war? It's kind of like slavery, right?
Yeah, I think it may be about 10% effective. Probably want to get
okay.
Special clearing. Special clearing could help, but more than the slavery one.
Okay. Okay, well, I know we did this on the other shows, but I feel it's an important one, depression.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote in, and this is a little long, and you did talk about this on the other veteran shows, but and the person actually says that, but she's wondering if there's something more you could do to help people who've lost limbs, and she's wondering, like, what happens to those limbs and what's up with the things that they give you, you know, like you get a new prosthetic. Maybe we could do some kind of clearing around that, Ron?
Right now that's too heavy for me.
Okay. I understand.
I thought of that before, how I could do a clearing for people that, you know, that happened to, even you know, losing a finger or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do because there's so much involved there. I'd have to probably figure out some kind of healing package because you have, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. You got how, you know, I shouldn't have been there. Number one, did I screw up? You know, like we talked about, you know, I got to be talked into going to war, we'll say, or whatever, you know, being a patriot. Mm-hmm. Oh, and stuff like that. And now then you find out that, yeah, I was, you know, we shouldn't have been there, or I shouldn't have been there, or whatever. And then you got, you listen to somebody and you thought you shouldn't have went, and that happened to you. And then you got, you know, I mean, it can go on and on and on and on, you know, so I don't know how to address that. Somebody
right.
Has a way, it looked at all the clearings that we have, and they wanted to say, yeah, the person needs this, that, and the other. If they can put together a healing package for veterans for that. But, you know, to me, it's just very, very complicated. There's so much there that, you know, besides, anyway, I won't go into it, but there's just so much there. So back to you.
Okay. How about an anger sample, Ron?
Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go.
What about, we did POW and MIA. Could we clear some more of the words that are associated with war and the military? Would that be helpful?
Maybe somebody could send something in. You know, I guess, I could clear the word death. That's one that... probably the big thing, you know.
Okay.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And, I guess back to you, you know, I guess the reason why the military gets young people is because they think they're invincible, you know. So I can clear that if you thought you were invincible. Get older and you realize that life is precious. When you're younger, you can do anything, you know. So
right.
Here we go. Let's clear that away here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. Okay, let's see. I also, what came to mind when you were doing the talking about being a prisoner of war was just the extreme loneliness and isolation they must have felt.
Yeah, but it's too hard. I just can't clear, you know, months of somebody's life with one clearing. So
right,
that's why I said I need to make something up for people as far as a package. And I don't know, you know, if somebody wants to put some issues in, maybe I can throw together a package of a bunch of whole lifetime clearings, because you have to do whole lifetime to get these things cleared. I can put them into a package, maybe, for veterans, you know, at a reduced cost, to help him out. But there,
right.
There's someone there that's, geez, you know. I'm going to do a clearing for wives of veterans, okay? So, I guess a typical scenario would be, you know, they're together, and then the man goes off to war, or even the woman goes off to war. I don't want to exclude women. Typically, it's just, you know, more men, naturally. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're married, and husband comes back, we'll just say, a couple of years later, and they're not the same person. And now, you know, they don't want to get divorced. Now the wife has to feel like she needs to help protect the husband and to help him out through their process of trying to get back into life again. So that could be a whole other set of clearings for women in that situation, wives of veterans. But I'll do a clearing if anyone's listening and they have a problem. Just think of that problem now, and I can clear that one issue that you're looking at, okay? You could have 1,000 of these same issues, but just the one that comes up, I'll clear from you. So here we go. Releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. This is a lot of energy, isn't it? For
yeah,
you.
There's a lot of sadness there, yeah. A lot of energy.
Yeah.
You know, your loved one went someplace for a couple of years, and they came back, and who you thought you married is not that same person any longer. And I think, you know, anyway, we'll just stop there. So, a lot of
okay.
Sadness.
Someone made a request for clearing regret.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. There we go. So back to you.
Okay. So would you like me to go back to reading some emails, Ron, and we can keep going with the veteran another night, or do you want to keep going with the veterans clearing?
Yeah, I feel like we probably got enough of that
for
so.
Tonight. Okay.
So.
Okay.
So let's move on to get a little more positive stuff here.
You got it. Okay, this testimonial came in. Ron, it's November, and I don't even feel cold in New Jersey on the East Coast. Normally around this time, it gets really cold. I think it feels this good because I have been doing the gray skies and environmental imbalance timeline crashes because they use a lot of those to attack me. Thank you for all the great healings.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Yeah, as you were talking, I was seeing a lot of grid lines crossing, you know, kind of like a checkerboard in a sense, you know, lines going up and down, back and forth. So you might want to also do some grid line clearings to help out, too. You know, it's already doing good what you're doing, but if you want to maybe help it out some more, do some earth grid line. Clearing, and that's on the website, and that can help to even clear more space from stuff that's coming up from underground coming to the surface. Anyway, so back to you.
Okay, and another testimonial. Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for continuing to make us real on your weekday and weekend conference calls. I find it easier to stay heart-centered, and things have been going more smoothly in my life.
Great, great.
Yes, thank you for that. I think, you know, it's been feeling really terrific, too. Oh, someone wrote in just to thank you for all the vet healings, because their good friend is a veteran. Yeah, someone also wrote in, I guess we want to use the word spouse rather than wife, since there are an awful lot of women now in the military, so we'll remember that for when we do the healing packages, Ron.
I just think more. I don't think very many women, except for nurses, you know, were out there fighting. You know, I don't think they had even women soldiers fighting.
Right.
But they had to. So I was looking more at the Vietnam time, you know.
Right. So the other, I think on Wednesday's show with Michelle, you were talking about the spirit retrieval clearing and our spirit retrieval in general, and how important that is to have all of your spirit with you in your body, and that's, of course, all of our goals. So a very smart, helpful listener wrote in to say the spirit retrieval option is also available in the crown chakra alien cording disconnection clearing, the entity clearing, and the body shrink wrap. It's an excellent clearing. And we mentioned, I think, that it's in the Be Here Now, the spirit retrieval. Is there any way you could do some kind of sample of spirit retrieval, or that, I guess, not run on the show, huh? That would be too hard.
Yeah.
But people, it's good for people to try to command their spirit to come back to them, right, Ron? It might help a little.
A little, yes. But remember, if your spirit, it'll come back to you if it can find a place to come to you, okay? So if your spirit left your body and it's walking alongside of you, which I have seen quite often, you know, what's taking its place, okay? What's in there where the spirit can't come in? Because the spirit would already come in by itself. So that means that somehow making you responsible, you kicked your spirit out of your body. So how did you do that? And what now is inside of you inhabiting your body temple where your spirit should be? So basically, you know, you need to do clearings to get rid of that stuff so you can have your spirit with you. Eventually, your spirit will probably become nabbed by the darkness. So it'll just be taken away instantly if they find it like that, and then you may not ever see it again. So that's the hard facts. That's why you do clearings to get yourself more integrated with what you have with you, okay? So what you're doing is, if you only have your spirit, say, in your little toe, then as you do more clearings, you can take that spirit energy from your little toe and kind of expand it out to be more in your body. It won't necessarily be like it would be when you were first born with everything with you that came in here. But, your spirit can take over those territories, but the parts of you that got abducted, stolen, taken by the darkness do not ever come back to you. So as you request your spirit to come back to you, you don't even be getting pieces that could come into your body. If your body's filled up with darkness of aliens of judgment, just to say judgment, then your spirit could never come back into you until you release the judgment out of you. So just strictly commanding your spirit to come back into your body is a great thing to say. Might be a great New Age saying, but you need to clean yourself out to give it a place to come into, because you're already filled full of darkness. So you want to get rid of that energy. That's why you do whole lifetime clearings, to bring back to you maybe what's floating on the outside of you, around you. And hopefully you can get that. And also, you know, the whole lifetime clearings will allow you to have what you have with you already in your body to take more territory. So it'll start coming more into those locations. That's why you get warm and hot and you tingle sometimes. We had comments with that earlier on the program. But you're not going to bring your spirit back from the beyondo of the darkness. And on timelines, if the darkness decides to take you someplace that you cannot be found. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, a message just came in. Hello from Winnipeg. Lots of great success with your curse removal, emotional clearing, and entity clearing. Thanks so much for being here. I noticed your hit page. Wow, I assume they're talking about your website. And then they also say, though, lots coming up from underground.
Yeah, so we don't normally talk about the underground alien stuff too much because most of it is, you know, off-planet coming to you. But, yeah, there is quite a bit happening coming up through the grid lines. That's why we've been doing a lot of, at least in the past anyway, probably still doing now, but in the past doing things to get rid of the underground bases and stuff. So I don't think I'm not conscious right now of a lot of that. But I remember a few years ago when they had all of the, like New York had the earthquake and stuff like that, tremors back there on the East Coast. That's when we were hitting underground phone factories. And we went all around. Somehow they're sort of, we went all around the U.S., went to, down to Seattle. I know we went there, went down to, you know, California, went into, different areas, you know, in New Mexico and Nevada, went into Texas, you know, a lot of places, you know, where these tunnels were the aliens had clone factories. So we hit a lot of those things. But one of the ramifications that, you know, was real was that they had earthquakes or tremors on the East Coast. That's because they were being destroyed. That was with the time-traveling soldiers. And that we were in there battling these aliens. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Okay, we have a person that's, we probably won't get to all of these tonight, but he had questions about some of the clearings, and there are a couple on here I haven't done myself. I guess there's a clearing called the Mind of the Spirit. Can you maybe explain to us what that clearing is for?
Right now, no.
Okay.
Yeah, mind of the body clearing.
Mind of the body, yeah.
So the mind of the body is an internal healer. And that clearing is designed to get your health back because the mind of your body energy is what brings forth wellness. And it gets shut off. Basically, when you have death barcodes put on you. So if you're listening and you got aches and pains and you don't feel like life is good to you any longer and you're getting older and you want to get out of here, then, you know, do the alien death barcodes. You can just send me an email and I'll tell you how many you have. And if you have done some in the past, you might want to write down how many you cleared. And if you have any new ones, I can tell you if you have any new ones associated with you. Sometimes they just get put on you, but they're basically put on you initially at your birth. They want to get you out of here, and then you have these particular events in your life, timelines that they create just for you to kill you. Just to be blunt, that's what a death barcode is. That's a way that you could very possibly die so that you can get out of here. The aliens want you out of here because maybe you're no longer going to be useful to them. So they put these things in place. You can naturally, you know, supersede them, but I can guarantee everybody who's died on this planet, the death barcode took them out. So, interesting. That's why you die. And the mind of the body gets turned off each time you hit a barcode, and it gives up. There's no way it's ever going to be able to bring life force energy when the darkness puts all this heavy stuff on you and contaminate your body so it can't work. So it just says, oh, forget it. Body's going to die. So you give her the death barcode, and it gets turned back on again. Back to you.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron, for that description. That's an important one. I was looking. I'm not finding Mind of the Spirit on our list here. You do have so many clearings. So the other ones he was wondering about are the IQ cording.
Yeah, that one and also the education clearing are both very, very good. So they'll both help you to become a little bit smarter. That's basically it in a nutshell. Give you a little more awareness to connect the dots better and to be able to maybe get released from the judgments that you have had put on you and the mindset that you're believing because you were told something that may or may not be true. And remember, it doesn't matter if it's something that's not true. If you believe it, then it will become a reality and it can be true for you. And it allows you to get rid of that limitation that somebody has imprinted with you with and or maybe given you implants on so that you believe something that somebody told you. And then you have your self-fulfilling prophecy. That's the way the dark side works. Remember, your thoughts create your reality, so they tell you something that's going to happen to you, and that happens. I can tell a quick story here. Years and years ago, and I mentioned this before on a few shows, but you know, not recently, a lady went to the doctor. She was a grandmother of, you know, this person or something, and I think she's probably about 80 years of age. She felt great, but she went in for her once-a-year checkup. Went in there, and somehow they mixed the test up. She felt great. Doctor calls her in maybe a couple weeks later and says, you know, you have so-and-so cancer. And sure enough, the person believed that and started declining. And maybe, I think, 2 to 3 weeks later, the doctor called her up, or maybe they had her come in there and go, oh, I'm sorry. You know, we mixed your test up with somebody else. You don't have that. Well, she already decided that she had cancer, and she died of it. I think she died 2 months after that. Perfect health. But she believed the doctor, okay? And he made the mistake, and the doctor killed the lady by telling her that information. So that's basically it. And so remember, your thoughts are very powerful. Back to you.
Yes, that's, well, I don't want to say a good story, but that's an important story, Ron. You know, it's very illustrative of how careful we have to be. So thank you very much for that. So the this person is wondering too, I guess not that it's a healing, but what are alien skull energies? Do you know what those are, Ron?
So skull energies, and they can attach to your skull. This last one there, see, that person got put onto the cancer death timeline. That's where they went, okay? And so maybe they got replicated 10,000 times on that, which is probably why they died so quickly, okay? So by hearing the information and that fear, they got replicated on a lot of timelines, and that's what happened to them. So that's why you want to be careful about what you talk about out loud or even think. Out loud is a little more powerful because you're telling your body that situation. Your body, you know, aligns itself with that reality. Thinking about it may not be quite as strong, but when you talk about it, then all of a sudden, you know, you're going to have more timelines because you're telling all the aliens what's going on. Remember, they're with you. They're alongside of you. It looks like our show's over. So
I was just going to say that. We will be back again tomorrow night, though, 7 p.m. Pacific time on BBS Radio again, Saturday night live on the Lightship.
So go on YouTube.
I hope everyone will join us.
Yep, so go on YouTube, do the Help Enslaved Aliens, get them out of your space. I'll do the Mind of Heart Drop. Here we go, dropping down. After you command your spirit out loud, it takes the thoughts inside of your head, drop into your heart, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1 and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Bye, everybody. Blessings. Thank you.